Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
By this time tomorrow, we should be offering you updates on the progress of the match down under as the girls in green take to the pitch in their World Cup opening fixture against Australia. Vera Pauw's starting lineup should now include Denise O'Sullivan, who's been deemed fit to play for the Group B clash with the Matildas in Sydney. For the latest from the camp, I am joined on the line now by former Republic of Ireland international and member of the RTE commentary team down under, Claire Shine. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Well, it's actually evening over here.
Oh, God love you.
It's mad.
Look, Denise.
It's wild.
Denise O'Sullivan, hopefully fit to play now. But you've been talking to the girls. You've seen what the impact of that friendly against Colombia, or 20 minutes of a friendly against Colombia was. Are they still shook by it, or have they moved on?
No, I think, and that's the beauty, you know, of football. There's always the next training, there's always the next game that you need to concentrate on, and they're fully focused on what's ahead of them tomorrow. You know, of course, there's always going to be hurdles along the way, and that was just another one that they had to get over. So, yeah, tomorrow they're fully focused and they're fully ready to do Ireland proud, I suppose.
How much of an impact player is Denise? How important is she?
Oh, she's the backbone of the team. You know, she dictates everything. I think over the years, she's proven that. She's unbelievable, and to be able to see her perform on the world stage is going to be really special.
Now, performing on the world stage, that's the first thing that hits you about what these women are going to be looking at, because, you know, their last match was, whatever, 7,500 crowd in the stadium as they played the friendly against France. They're going to be going into a stadium with over 80,000 people in it, onto the pitch for the first time in their professional lives. That's going to potentially overawe some people, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, of course, the occasion is going to be absolutely insane. 82,000 people attending the game. It's a sellout. You know, they're going to take it in their stride. You know, they're fully focused on the task that they have in hand. They're going to see a massive swarm of green jerseys. There's a huge Irish fan base over here, as I saw today, which is just going to get behind them. And, you know, every time they put the jersey on, they're full of pride. And yeah, we're going to get behind them when times get tough during the game tomorrow. And yeah, they're going to definitely be able to hear us.
Talk to me about their opposition, the Matildas. How good is this team?
They're superb. You know, you can see in their last results, they beat France 1-0. They beat England 1-0. You know, that's insane. But in saying that, we're the underdogs going into the team as well. I know they have, you know, one of the greatest players on the planet at the moment in Sam Kerr, and she's going to oppose a threat. We're going to be ready for that, though. And I think, you know, it's just a credit to the girls and the condition that they're in at the moment to actually get into this position to be on the world stage and playing against the best. So, yeah, it's going to be an extremely difficult game at hand. But, yeah, we're going to put it up to them.
Because what I said about the Irish girls going on to a pitch with an audience of 82,000 for the first time applies perhaps even more so to the Aussie team, doesn't it? Because it's opening match, home fixture, high expectations for them. They're going to be feeling a critical degree of pressure as well.
Yeah, of course. As you said, home nation, opening games, sellout. They're going to be feeling more pressure than the Irish girls are. The Irish girls are the underdogs, and I think that's the beauty of it as well. You know, anything is possible when you are the underdog. They have nothing to lose. You know, they're just going to give 100% and do their best, and that's all they can do.
So all those things considered, you're thinking that the Irish can come away with 3 points from this?
I think they can get a result, yeah, definitely. You know, it's about how can we stop them? You know, if we do what we have been doing and making it really difficult for teams to play around us, and you know, we can frustrate them. And it's just up to them, up to the Aussies to see how they can handle that. If we can keep them, you know, out for 30 minutes, you know, anything can happen. But I think the first 10, 15 minutes is going to be crucial in the game tomorrow.
I'm probably getting a little bit ahead of myself here, but talk to me about the other two teams in this group, Nigeria and Canada. Nigeria first.
Yeah, Nigeria, you know, they're an African team. They're going to be physical. They're going to be a powerhouse. They're going to be strong. But in saying that, again, you know, anything is possible in these group games. And yeah, I think, you know, the girls have been preparing as well as they possibly can. And they're going to know what their task is at hand. And they're hopefully going to be able to execute that.
And then Canada, and that match is next Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, that's next Wednesday in Perth. Canada, you know, they're the Olympic champions. They're going to be a very, very good team as well. And, you know, as I said, we're going to be the underdogs going into this group stage, I suppose. And yeah, nobody's going to expect us to win. Nobody's going to expect anything from us. And I think that's the beauty of it. I think, yeah, it's going to be an extremely difficult group stage. But yeah, it's just what we can do and what we can bring to the table and have confidence in our team. And, you know, yeah, anything can happen.
Yeah, you said that match is in Perth. The girls are going to have to go from Sydney back to their base in Brisbane and then from Brisbane on to Perth to play. There's, you know, a fairly tiring amount of travel involved here. Are they being looked after in that process of getting from A to B?
Yeah, they are. You know, the medical team are going to be fine-tuning everything. They're going to make sure that they have enough liquids, have enough food. There's going to be a lot of recovery and process for them to be at their top physical state going into the games. Yeah, it's a five-hour flight from Sydney to Perth and then a five-hour flight from Perth back to Brisbane, back to the base. So, yeah, it's going to be tiring, but they definitely have the protocols in place to, you know, put them into the best position as possible and to give the best performance that they can.
And where is the Nigerian fixture being played?
Brisbane.
Okay, so that's a home fixture, so to speak.
Yeah. So it's going to be a good one. It's going to be the last game of the group as well. So there could be a lot at stake in that game too.
We've heard the Irish captain Katie McCabe talking about how she wants this World Cup to be the women's Italian 90 and to inspire the next generation of Irish women. Do you think that that's kind of happening already? Win, lose or draw?
Yeah, definitely. Since they've qualified, even before they qualified, you know, what the girls are doing and the legacy they're leaving behind, even for the younger generation to, you know, be able to look at these girls and see what they can achieve and know that they're able to achieve that too. I think what the FAI are doing in Ireland is incredible at the moment. You know, they're giving these girls the opportunity to be able to meet the players. You know, I was at the game against France and to see all the young girls around the stadium looking for autographs, looking for photographs. It was just something special, something I had never seen before. And it's just, you know, a credit to the girls. They put a lot of time into their fans and the younger team too. So it's just giving younger girls a sight at what could be possible. And, you know, the next couple of weeks is just going to be amazing. And yeah, the whole country, as I said, is behind them. And yeah, it's going to be great.
Is the whole of Australia behind this event? Is there a sense of occasion?
Yeah, there is definitely here in Sydney. I've heard a few different things, you know, about Perth and Brisbane, but definitely here in Sydney. I went for a walk down the harbour. There's flags everywhere there. They're all over, you know, the side of the trains, the bus stops. There's even pictures of them up on the skyscrapers as well. So it's very known over here that there is the World Cup on. And, you know, I've got a couple of Uber rides as well. And the Uber drivers are all intact with what's going on too. So there is a massive sense of community, a massive sense of football community around Sydney. And, yeah, I think it's going to be a sea of green going into the stadium tomorrow.
Who are the taxi drivers tipping?
They were tipping Australia, but, you know, I let them know. I let them know the story.
So the banter is good anyway, yeah?
Yeah, it is. I think because there's a massive Irish population over here as well, so they're kind of used to us. But, you know, there's 4,000 fans arrived into Sydney over the last couple of days. So, yeah, I was down at one of the Irish pubs earlier on, and it was absolutely hopping with Irish music. So it's just brilliant to see. You know, there's just so many people around. There was a massive thing at Coogee Beach as well today, you know, just to show the support to the girls. So it's just, it's been great.
Because we were hearing that obviously FIFA has no way of knowing where the ticket allocation has gone. But Samantha Labreri was speculating yesterday that there was a chance that we could have 50-50 support in this 80,000, 82,000 seater stadium tomorrow. Is that realistic, do you think?
I think it is realistic from what I can see anyway, and from the people that I have spoke to. You know, it's mad because coming into Australia, every Irish person knows someone from Ireland who's in Australia, be it friends, be it family, relatives of some sort who has made that jump to move over to Australia. So the population of Irish people over here is incredible. So I think she could be definitely right about that.
All right. Claire, thank you very much. Good luck. Fingers crossed. You can follow all of the action tomorrow morning. RTÉ2 television and the RTÉ player. Kickoff between Australia and the Republic of Ireland is at 11 a.m. Irish time. And there will also be commentary on RTÉ2 FM. And of course, we're going to be updating you throughout the course of the morning or the second hour of this programme anyway. But you can keep up to date by logging on as well to rte.ie/sport.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.